This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 251 for Wednesday, February 2nd. Going into the second half of the 2021-22 crop year, ICE canola futures are narrowly mixed on this Groundhog Day morning in what's proving to be very choppy trading. The March canola contract dips 50 cents at $1,021.50 per ton. The May contract slips 70 cents at $1,008 per ton. There's support from European rapeseed and the Chicago soy complex. However, gains in global crude oil prices are waning and taking away support from edible oils. Concerns over tight supplies continue to underpin canola values. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady on Wednesday morning, with the loonie at 78.75 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 78.78. In the United States, the Biden administration is asserting that China is about $13 billion short in its Phase 1 trade deal obligations for 2021. China says its total imports from the U.S. are up 33%, but notes there were problems stemming from the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, the global recession, and supply chain disruptions. Reports say tensions between Russia and the U.S. are decreasing as talks over the Ukraine border crisis continue. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports a private sale of 380,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. Delivery is to be made during the current marketing year. The USDA also reports a record soybean crush. The department says 198.2 million bushels of soybeans were crushed during December. As for ethanol production, the USDA reports 485.8 million bushels of corn were processed, marking the second largest usage on record. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Wednesday morning. The March contract surges 22 cents at $15.50.5 per bushel. March soy oil rises about 0.7 of a cent at 66.54 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal is up $3.20 at $4.39.20 per short ton. Corn futures are higher this morning. The March contract pushes up 2.5 cents at $6.37 per bushel. Chicago oats are also higher as the March contract gains 10.5 cents at $7.25.5. The U.S. wheat complex is higher as well, with Chicago March up 6 cents at $7.75. Kansas City March bumps up 4 cents at $7.90, and Minneapolis March increases 8 cents at $9.23. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, February 2nd. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.